Hey everybody, I am Scott Young Jackson and I've recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. So everybody take a deep breath.
One more deep breath.
One more, and on this last one, gather up anything in you that's keeping you from being here. Just gather it up on this deep breath and release all of that on the exhale. So deep breath in. Welcome. Yeah, it's good to be here, right? On the front of your programs, you'll see a prayer. So we will start off the weekend with this prayer. You got an extra one for Mikey? Mike and Delana. And just so they have it, have the prayer with them. Bless you. Okay, everybody? Good. The bottom of the front page is a prayer. If you'd like to join us in that prayer, we'll pray it together now. God. Please help me lay aside everything I think I know about this disease, these steps, this program, this book, myself, and especially you, God, so I may have an open mind and a new experience with this disease, these steps, this program, this book, myself, and especially with you, God. Please help me see the truth. Amen. All right. Welcome to the 10th Annual Big Book Experience, yeah. The Monastery of the Holy Spirit, College River. Yeah, 10 years. 10 years we've been doing this. And so this is a special weekend. They're all special when we do them here, but this one is special for a lot of reasons, and we'll go through those a couple different ways throughout the weekend for sure. But having Mike and Delana here are a big deal. Having Mike back here is a big deal for us and for me specifically, and I'll let you guys know later why, some of the reasons why this is such a special weekend for me personally. So I'm happy that you're all here. Tarek, as of course, has been supporting me, and he's happy you're all here too. All of you, and we're still short about 10 people, right? So we got about 10 more people that are en route to get here tonight. So we always have to open up with a little bit of logistical issues before we get into the meat and potatoes of what's going to happen here this weekend. And first one, Brother Mark talked about it, was coffee. So we need somebody who will be designated to do coffee for the weekend, who wants to volunteer and be of service in that regard. And that means be up at, 4:30, 5 o'clock to make sure the coffee's going, and then just be the one person for coffee all weekend. So who would like to do that? Cool. She's like, it was really heavy. Yeah. Chris, thank you so much. So we'll get together and I'll teach you how to do it. We're a really special group for the monastery, and they do things for us that they don't do for other groups. And normally they don't let people touch the coffee makers, and normally they don't give people the run of the house and give them keys to everything like they do us. So it's pretty amazing that you could take a group of people like us and come into a place like this and get the freedom and the trust and the blessings that we get here. So it's a big deal. And they really acknowledge us and honor us. And so we do the same for them by treating this house with respect and honor and love. And as my late sponsor, Mark, said to me many years ago, he said, this is a house of prayer and service for almost 100 years, right? That men have come here for many, many years and devoted themselves to the God of their understanding, and they have given up all else. They've renounced the world to be here to serve, to grow, and to evolve in their own way. So we get to come into that space, into this energy, into this place, which is a holy and a sacred place. Right, and spend a weekend here. So this is not a normal retreat. This is not, you'll find out. If you've never been in a weekend with Mike, you'll find out something special will happen this weekend. I'm sure of that. And for the ones who were here 7 years ago, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, dishwashers. Tarek, you want to make an announcement about dishwashing?
Yes.
Or about cleaning up the dishes? Yeah.
TLB guys, we're all going to take turns So who did dinner tonight?
Nobody.
Nobody? Okay, who's going to man up for breakfast in the morning? Two of you guys, and then we're going to rotate it. Kevin and David. I see your hand up, Kevin. And I'm going to do it between meals.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep a running list of who's done it, and I'm going to rotate everybody.
So the launching pad and crew is going to take care of dishes. So everybody, let's thank them. Give them a round of applause for helping out. Yep. Yep. Thank you, guys. All right. So as you noticed, if you ate dinner downstairs in the main dining room tonight, it's a silent dining room. We do have the whole house, which gives us some freedom to deviate from the normal rules of this place. Now, here's the deal. For 9 years prior to tonight, we voted whether we would keep that room and honor it as a silent dining room or whether we would make it a speaking or an audible dining room. We're batting 1,000 on it staying silent. And there is another dining room that you can speak in if you would like to speak while you have dinner. But we need to take a vote because it's tradition in this retreat that we take a vote to see if you guys would like to keep the main dining room as silent for this weekend, or if you would like to have it as a speaking dining room or an audible dining room.
Can I make a reminder? We are 9-0 for silence.
TLP guys, you know which way you're supposed
to. But there's no bias here, right? So okay, good. All right. So let's get a vote. Who would like to keep the main dining room silent? We won't go with the other side. Okay, good. So main dining room stays silent. On Sunday at lunch, we do talk in there. Just, you know, on Sunday at lunch, for the people who are going to stay for lunch. I'll ask now just to get a kind of an idea. Who plans on staying for lunch on Sunday? Can I get a show of hands? So I'm not going to do a hard count right now. You two will be here for sure. So we're looking at 30 plus right now. Once we get everybody else here, we'll do another count tomorrow morning. The reason we ask is they normally don't prepare food on Sundays for people, but again, because we're who we are, they do for us. And groups normally are out of here before that, but they specially stay and prepare a meal for us, which is pork tenderloin and some rice. It's just a good meal, right? It's a good monastic lunch. And they prepare it for us, but we give them an accurate count as to what we are. So we'll tally that accurately tomorrow morning, okay? Okay, good. Keys. Keep your room keys on you, please, because your doors may lock when you leave your... Steve's looking in his pockets right now for his room key. So your doors may lock behind you, and then you're going to have to come find me, and I will be there for you if I have to be. Okay, so I'm in room 305. Just come knock on my door. Tarek didn't catch that. No, I'm in room 308. So if I'm in room 308. So if somebody gets locked out or cannot, you know, lose their key, come to 308. Either I'll be outside or in my room 308, and you can get me, and I'll open your door for you because I got the master key. But please keep your key on you. The door code 3443 is on the back of your key tag. So keep that with you at all times. So if you go outside anytime after dark, basically the front door is locked, you'll need that code 3443 to get back in. No star or hashtag necessary, just the number, 3443. Okay, what's the number, everybody?
3443.
Okay, good, 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 good. All right, so, second floor restroom. So this common area restroom here in the hall is for ladies only. Ladies only. So even though it says men's restroom on it, no men, okay? So we've got a restroom down below, and we've got a restroom up one floor. So we've got most of the women are staying on this floor, so let's make sure they have that restroom solely for them. That way they can go into it and be private, right? And so cool, and we can respect that. So do I have everyone's agreement that we're all good with that? All men, whether you go downstairs or up to the third floor for a common area restrooms? Thank you, everybody. All right, raffle. We'll be running a raffle. Yes, Brandon.
For the showers. It is.
It's a good question. Yeah, definitely for the showers too. Yeah, thank you for asking. Yeah, no, it's a good question. I wasn't sure if it was rhetorical or not, but it's a good question. Okay. Everybody got that? So the showers on this, the common area showers are for ladies only. Okay. Because in case some of you don't know, if you have a shared bathroom, there are some rooms that don't have a bathroom, so they need the common areas. So we just keep this floor for the women. Okay. Raffle. As you notice, we had all these amazing gifts.
And these are all raffle prizes, lots of great books, all spiritual, right, in some nature. And if you want to, come by, check the books out. We've got them across multiple disciplines. We've got some candles. We've got a smudge pot with some white sage in it as well. Raffle prices are here. We'll be running the raffle all weekend. Basically, in between each session, we'll pull some raffle tickets so people win prizes. So it just goes all weekend long. So whenever you want to buy tickets, just come grab me or Tarek, possibly even Brandon after he gets here. But Brandon's not here yet. He's coming in from Savannah tonight. So we'll see if we incorporate him into the raffle team. Schedule. So this has the schedule for the weekend in it. And this is really for you guys, too. The schedule is, of course, the spirit of this retreat has always been about as little of us as could be to pull it off, and always to allow God to work through the facilitators to bring whatever message they're going to bring. And they create the schedule. We don't create the schedule. I don't create the schedule. I never have in 10 years. We let whoever comes here be the messengers, right? And so the schedule is created by them. The content, what they're going to do, is created by them or flows through them. But it's not fixed in stone. So if something runs over or something needs to be flexible, whatever it is, right? So everybody kind of knows that. So be flexible, bob and weave throughout the weekend in some way, then we just bob and weave with them. Cool? All right. Please clean up after yourself. Technically, there's supposed to be no food in the rooms. If you do eat something in your room, please don't leave food in your garbage can in your room. Take it out and drop it in the garbage can downstairs or in this big garbage can right here. We'll empty it regularly when it's full. That way we don't have ants or bugs or any of that stuff, right? So just be thoughtful and considerate of that. They do have a very small housekeeping staff, so we try to do everything we can to keep this place as clean as possible. They make it, I mean, if you think about it, it's $200 for a whole weekend that covers our lodging, our food, everything to be here, right? So it's extremely reasonable, and they keep it that way for us. Okay, thanks. And vaping. Anybody here vape? Okay, we got some vapers. We usually do. So we've had a couple of times where literally you would have thought the room was lit on fire and was burning down. All right, so do me a favor. Like, let's not vape big clouds. And no vaping in this room or blowing clouds in this room or in the common areas. If you vape in your rooms, you do what you do. Just let's not set off smoked alarms and have like five people in there that are producing a lot of vapor, right? Because it can be a problem, and we don't want those kind of problems. Okay, good. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be doing a group pick right before lunch, right? So when we break for lunch, we'll all go outside to do a group pick. I'm just going ahead and installing this now so you've all got it in your minds to be prepared for it, because that way we can move efficiently outside. We can get together on the lawn for a group pick. Then we can go have lunch and have a nice afternoon break. So everybody just be thinking about that. Group pick's always a lot of fun. Okay? It'll be about 12:30, somewhere right around there. Let me see. Is it earlier than that? Oh, it's at 10:30. Sorry, it got moved up this year. So let's do steps 2 and 3, then we'll do group pick at 10:30, then we'll come back, then we'll go to lunch. So 10:30. Okay, cool. Tarek, anything else?
I don't think so.
We got dishwasher, got everything covered. Okay. Good. So
for the pigs.
Oh, good. Thank you, Tarek. Okay. When you're finishing your meals and you go over to put your plates in, there's trash can there. There's some bus tubs where your plates and silverware go. There's a blue bucket sitting on the counter. That's the slop bucket for the pigs. There's pigs on property, so they literally feed that slop to the pigs. So in that slop bucket, we don't put trash, like butter wrappers with tin foil, any trash at all. We just put in food. So only food. You can even put ice in there. That's fine. But only food go into that, because that bucket gets taken out and given right to the pigs. Okay? Everybody got that? Cool. All right. So thank you all so much. I think that's it. Anything else?